Boy, a very, very special day for us here at the Public House. We thank everybody for coming. As I said, in my life, my Uncle Abe was the one who stepped in and gave me the love of baseball when I needed it most after my father had passed away when I was 4 years old. And I wouldn't be here today without the love that he gave me for baseball, that he passed on to me and taught me about baseball cards and baseball gloves and going to ball games. And it was a major part of my life. And I tell that story every day for those who don't have fathers, that have someone in their lives that have transferred baseball to them without any conditions or anything like that. So Nick Bovis from Lefty O'Doul's and Gary Hall and Russ Stanley and Tom O'Doul heard my story on the air, and they created the Uncle Abe Award, which is one of the nicest honors my family could ever have. So it is an award that's given annually by the Lefty O'Doul's Foundation for Kids to a recipient who transferred the love of baseball selflessly to the young people in the community. This is the first award we're giving this year, and it goes with a check for $2,500, which will be donated to the recipient's favorite charity. So I'm very proud to give this award this year to a gentleman who's been a baseball coach for many, many young high school, junior high players for over 20 years at El Cerrito and Albany High School, and that is Steve Wehrin. Steve, congratulations. You're the first recipient of the Uncle Abe Award. Okay. So there's a check for $2,500, and Nick, and that's for you. That is your award. And I'm going to bring Tom O'Doul in here, Lefty's cousin, and explain why the Lefty O'Doul Foundation for Kids exists and who Lefty O'Doul was. So, Tom, come on in here.
Thank you, Marty. Very quickly, Lefty grew up with baseball, and it kept him out of trouble, and we're trying to keep that memory alive by keeping kids out of trouble. We'd rather see kids stealing second than stealing something from a store. So that's what it's all about, and it's all about the kids.
All right. Thanks, Tom. And on behalf of the Giants, one of our board members as well, Russ Stanley, it's Russ, nice to have you here. And come on in and say something on behalf of what baseball means to you and how baseball was transferred to you.
Well, baseball is my life. That's my business. I work at 60 hours a week. And I'm really proud to be part of the Lefty O'Doul Foundation. I mean, as a kid, I never worried about, you know, my parents had the wherewithal to allow me to play baseball and play in sports, but a lot of kids don't have that. So I'm happy to be part of it. And Nick and Tom have brought me onto the board and have had a good time. It's been fun, too.
It's great. It's part of what the Giants are all about. Nick Bovis from Lefty O'Doul's, of course, the owner of Lefty O'Doul's. Nick, you're the motivator for the foundation as well, and it's a pleasure to have you here. And I know you want to say congratulations to Steve.
Congratulations, Steve, and thank you. We keep the tradition going, and Babe Ruth said it all by saying, if it wasn't for baseball, I would have been in the penitentiary or the cemetery.
Very good. All right, thank you, everybody, for coming. We've got two tickets today for Steve for the ball game, donated by Best Buddies of California, a great organization that helped challenge youngsters and pair them up with people to help them get through life. So, Steve, you got two great tickets. And Russ is looking at it. He said, how did I get these tickets? But you've got two great tickets for the game today. Thank you all for coming, and it's a very special day for me and my family and for everyone out there who helps young people get the love of baseball. A pleasure having everyone here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.